Then the other very happy news is that the award-winning classical crossover band Sterling EQ will be playing their first digital show on Friday evening. And this one is a fundraising event for Waiting in the Wings, an organization you might have caught on Kino's show not so long ago. They are supporting members of the entertainment industry who've lost their income because of the lockdown. Always lovely to have the band's flautist Karina Brewer on the line with us. Karina, lovely to chat to you again. Welcome.
Hi, Papa. Lovely to chat to you for the first time since lockdown, I think.
Yes. Happy lockdown to you, I guess we say. The show
Thank
is
you.
Called
Thank
you. Together. Tell us, what can fans expect from the show, Karina?
Well, it's very much us filmed up close and personal without too much thrills and fuss. You know, it's really about the music this time. People are asking, are you going to do costume changes? Are you going to do lights and lasers? And no, not at all. It's very much as close and intimate as you can get with Sterling EQ. We will be playing some of our fans' favorites, some of our originals, and really just beautiful melodies and connecting to our fans and the people out there and to each other. I mean, it's been such a tough time for musicians and for the industry. And yeah, we really just want to express that from a musician's point of view, mm-hmm. but also just share some joy and love and, yeah, be out there and do what we love.
Your first live stream performance, have you got any anxieties around that, Karina? I mean, it's a very different way of connecting with people, not having them giving you their sort of energy feedback loop.
Yeah, no, it's quite terrifying. I've done a couple on my own just as lockdown struck because yep. I decided to invest in a little live streaming business as well. So I needed to know what this is all about. And it's crazy. Yeah. You are basically performing to a camera and to two or three stressed crew members, whoever can help you at that stage. This time we're much better prepared for it. But just that sort of the musical connection side of things, it's very different. But we prepared for it. And I think being part of a group and a group that's made up of you know, friends who we've got a long connection with, it'll hopefully be a little bit easier because we do feed off each other's energy and hopefully we can translate that into the screen. Yeah.
Well, I hope it's a huge success for you, Karina, because it's a very important fundraising theme at the heart of this concert. Mm. Where do listeners go if they'd like to buy a ticket and support you?
It's all happening on Quicket, so they can buy a ticket on Quicket, and that's also where the ultimate stream will happen on Friday. Tickets are R75, and people who are in a position to give a little bit extra are welcome to do so, or they can buy as many tickets as they want. Mm-hmm. 20% of proceeds will be going, like you said, to Waiting in the Wings that are supporting the artists that are really the hardest hit and aren't able to really take care of their basic needs at the moment. So it is a very important cause and we're very much on board there. And yeah, hopefully the entertainment will be amazing and the cause will be supported.
Well, I hope so, Karina, and we look forward to the day when we can have you back in studio or playing for a live audience here at Cape Talk again. In the meantime, look forward to watching you guys online on Friday. Sterling EQ show is called Together. You are looking for them on Quicket at R75 a ticket, and the show starts at 7 o'clock on Friday. What's the musical equivalent of saying break a leg? Do you tell someone to break a string? I feel like I should say something like that to Karina. But in the meantime, if you don't know Sterling EQ or you'd like a bit of a sneak preview of what to expect, here they are. little snippet there. That's a track called Chimera by Sterling EQ. That concert Friday evening at 7 o'clock. Booking is on Quicket.